Okay. Big crowd today. People are beating down the doors. No hay más espacio aquí. No. Jaya Rat, excuse me. Jaya Rat Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Rat Madhava Kunya Bihari. Nopi Janaballaba Iribaro Dahure. Gopi Jnana Balaba Iri Varadadi. Yasoda Dandana Braja Chana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janu Ranjana. Yamuna Te Ravana Chanti. Yamuna Te Ravana Manachari. Jai Ho Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihari. Jai Ho Radha Madhuva Kunya Bihati. Gopijana Malabak Yiri Baladhauti. Gopijana Malaba Kiri Baladhauti. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Te Rapanachyauti. Yamuna Te Rapanachyauti. Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramacharya Alstu Teda Sita Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Goti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikapatna Shayam Kunda Radhakunda Gidi Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavanam Ki Jai, Mathuradam Ki Jai, Jagannathaswami Ki Jai, Yamunamai Ki Jai, Srimati Lasi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pasaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamit Namadi Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 29th Chapter, Text 30. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prishtang Priyetarang Iva Pratibhasamanam Krishnam Tad Artha Vinivartita Sarva Kamaha Netre Vimrinja Rudito Pahate Sma Kinchit Song Ramba Gadgata Gido Abruvatanuraktaha What? I know. Preshtam priyeto namiva pratibhasamanam. Krishnam tadartha vinivartita sarvakama. Netre virinja rudito pahate smaka kinchit. Tongramba gadgada giro pruvatanurattaha. Prishtam priyetanam iva prativasashamanam. Krishnam tadartha vinivartita sarvakama. Netre virinja rudito pahate smakinchet. Tamramba gadgada giro ruvatanuraktaha. Freshtam prietaram iva prativashamanam. Krishnam tadartha vinivartita sarvakama. Netre virinja rudito pahate smakinchet. Samramba gadgada giro bruvatanu raktaha. Okay. Prestam, their beloved. Priya itaram, just the opposite of a beloved. Eva, as if. Pratibha shamanam, addressing them. Krishnam, Lord Krishna. Tadartha, for his sake. Vinivartita, desisted from. Sarva, all. Kamaha, their material desires. Netre, their eyes. Vimraja, wiping. Rudita, they're crying. Upahate, having stopped. Sma, then. Kinchit, something. Songramba, with agitation. Gudgudha, choking up. Gira, their voices. Abruvata, they spoke. Anuraktaha, firmly attached. Translation, although Krishna was their beloved and although they had abandoned all other objects of desire for his sake, he had been speaking to them unfavorably. Nonetheless, they remained unflinching in their attachment to him, stopping their crying. They wiped their eyes and began to speak, their voices stammering with agitation. So you can repeat, although Krishna was their beloved, and although they had abandoned all other objects of desire for his sake, he had been speaking to them unfavorably. Nonetheless, they remained unflinching in their attachment to him. Stopping their crying, they wiped their eyes and began to speak, their voices stammering with agitation. Okay. So, purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. A very short purport. The gopis now replied to Sri Krishna, their voices choking up with anger caused by their intense love for him and their unwillingness to give him up. They would not allow him to reject them. So, this read Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur's commentary. Oh, gopis, why are you crying in the forest? Smile and return home. As if Krishna was shouting this in their ears, the gopis woke up from their dazed state and began to plead with Krishna. Krishna was Prestam, the most dear, because previously he had many times allowed association with them. But he now seemed unaffectionate, Priyataram Iva, because of his use of harsh words ordering them to return to their husbands. However, such words were impossible to use against them because they were completely devoid of even a trace of material lust, sarva kama nivartita. This indicates that the gopis did not have lust or material desire for Krishna. Their desire to please Krishna was not kama. That is Shukadeva's intention by using sarva in this phrase. They rubbed their eyes, which had been blinded with tears. They were rubbing their eyes with the intention of seeing Krishna just once more before they died. Whew. Because they were thinking that due to their being unqualified for him, they were rejected. They did not manifest anger. Though he is our life and soul, how could he bring us to the state of death? Then, becoming slightly angry, they spoke in choked voices. But since they perceived lack of love on both their parts, then they should have withdrawn their minds from Krishna. However, in spite of that condition, they were still attracted to him, anurakta. For persons blinded by love do not consider logic. I'm not going to read the other commentaries. It's actually quite interesting, the commentary. So, Prishnam Priyatoram Iva Pratibhashamanam Krishnam Tadartha Vinivartita Sarvakama Netre vidrimja rudito pahate smakinchit songram bhagad gadagiro bhuvatanu rattaha. Sa Om Gana Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shalakya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So just coming on one word here in the synonyms, Priya Ituram. So it's, he's acting is the very opposite of one who is beloved. So in this material world, in this particular case, you know, when men do this with women, they're exploiting them. And of course, the woman remains, sometimes the woman remains faithful, and then she gets abused, or she gets, anyway, she just gets mistreated in so many different ways. So Krishna happens to be quite cruel. And we see in other instances how Krishna deals with them. And I was thinking of the instance when Krishna stole their clothes, like it's described, like little dolls. I mean, imagine dealing with someone as a thing rather than as a person. That's very impersonal, isn't it? If I just say that thing, or if I even I refer to you in terms of some other relationship, I said, oh, Leela Shakti's son, come here. It's like, it also means I'm angry with you. Or you talk about someone. Yesterday I was talking about someone to someone else while the person was there. And I realized this is really impersonal. You know, I was talking to a husband about his wife and in some critical ways. And it was just like, I said, this is not nice how I'm doing this. So Krishna is doing this, and the gopis are remaining faithful in spite of Krishna dealing with them in such a way. And this reminds me, of course, of the last verse of the Shikshashtaka verses, which is really similar to the verse we're reading today in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that, you know, in spite of this, they abandon everything, and he spoke to them unfavorably, but still their attachment to him was unflinching. And this is a devotee's attachment. That's also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which I'm going to get to in a second. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we also find the attachment of a devotee described, the attachment of a devotee for Krishna, described by Pallad Maharaj in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a very famous verse. Yata brahmacharyo brahman swayam akarsha sanidho tatam e vidyate chitash chakrapaner yadrichaya. Oh, Brahmana's teacher. So he's talking to his teachers right now. The teachers are saying, you know, why are you so attracted to this Krishna guy? I mean, not Krishna, but Narayan. As iron is attracted by a magnetic stone, moves automatically toward the magnet. My consciousness, having been changed by his will, is attracted by Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc in his hand. Thus, I have no independence. This is really important. Thus, I have no independence. And I'll read part of Prabhupada's purport here. This is 7.5.14. A very famous verse. And Pallad Maharaj is talking to his teachers. And Prabhupada says that for iron to be attracted by a magnet is natural. Similarly, for all living entities to be attracted towards Krishna is natural. Therefore, the Lord's real name is Krishna. The Lord's real name is Krishna. That's really interesting. I mean, maybe you don't understand the humor, but to me it's really... Is Krishna's attract. Therefore, the Lord's real name is Krishna. Of course, the word Krishna means Krishna, and the acharyas define it in different ways. And this is not giving speculative interpretation of the holy name, which is offense on chanting. Krishna means to attract. It's like in the, I often talk about this in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishigo Raksha Vanijam Vaisha Karma Svabhavajam. So the Vaishas are attracting things. Tractors. You know, they're not using tractors, of course, but they're using bulls that pull the plow that tracks. And then Na is described by the acharyas two different ways. Ananda, short for Ananda, bliss, and then Na, negating the material miseries, because when you experience bliss, you negate the material miseries. And Prabhupada says here, meeting he who attracts everyone and everything. The typical examples of such attraction are found in Vrindavan, where everything and everyone is attracted by Krishna. The elderly persons like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, the friends like Sridham, Sudham, and the other Kaurava boys, and the gopis like Srimati Radharani and her associates, and even the birds, beasts, cows, and calves are attracted. So in other words, all right, let me just finish with this. So it's really nice. The fruits and flowers in the gardens are attracted. The waves of the Yamuna are attracted. The fruits and the flowers in the gardens are attracted. Wow. The waves of the Yamuna are attracted. And the land, the sky. Can you imagine that? The land, the sky, the trees, plants, animals, and all other living beings are attracted by Krishna. So you even have the sky attracted by Krishna. And the clouds. I mean, just try to picture that in your mind. This is the natural situation of everything in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada talks about, contrary to this, is the material world where no one is attracted to Krishna, everyone is attracted by Maya. So the point I'm making is that this attraction that a devotee has is irresistible. In other words, no matter what happens, and we're talking about pure devotional service, and I'm going to make reference to the Shikshashta and also Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary on the Shikshashtika. No matter what happens to a devotee, it envelops his mind, the attraction to Krishna. And of course, the attraction to Krishna is manifest externally as loyalty to Krishna and loyalty to Krishna's service. And of course, we're going to hear about this right now. And this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary on the final verse of the Shikshashika, which is basically the same thing. And of course, I'll recite the Sanskrit as Slishavapada, Ratam Padashtama, Madarshana, Marmato, Kurutuva, Itatata, Vavada, Natu, Lampato, Nat, Matprana, Natas, Tu, Seva, Napara. So this is the translation given from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary. Let Krishna tightly embrace the servant who has fallen at his lotus feet. Let him trample me or break my heart by not being visible to me. He is a debauchee, after all, and he can do whatever he likes, but he is still no more than the worshipful Lord of my heart. And this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur states in his famous commentary, Samodana Vashyam. And it's a very short work by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Elsewhere, he writes writes about the Shikshashika too, and then also Vishwanath Chakravarti writes about the Shikshashika, and he connects different verses in his Madhuri Kadambani to different stages of devotional service. And of course, the last verse of the Shikshashika, which we just read, is the indicates prema, love, pure love, unalloyed love. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the consciousness of the devotee who reaches the sublime platform of prema is described in this verse, or in the shloka, sorry. That supreme adulterer and libertine. Adulterer means, I think you know what adulterer means. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And libertine basically means the same thing. Krishna may grant endless bliss to the servants surrendered to his lotus feet, or he may drive me into excruciating depths of despair. Excruciating means like intolerable, basically. I mean, painful. I mean, that word means painful, intolerable. I'm going to kill myself, like the gopis in this particular verse. The gopis ready to die by not being present before me. He may please to do anything. This is a translation. He may be pleased to do anything he wants with me, even to the extent of enjoying with another of the beloved gopis in my presence, yet he always remains the Lord of my heart. For me, there can never be any other persons. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes reference here to some of the Bhagavatam. We find accounts of incomparable position of such fully surrendered souls in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he quotes, when the mortal living being finally decides to relinquish all fruitive activities and totally surrender to me, this is surrender, of course, I reciprocate by giving them the nectar of immortality, elevating them to become my eternal associates. The conclusion is that in Krishna Prema, Krishna becomes the life, soul, and greatest treasure of the devotee. In this mature stage of devotional service, the sublime exchange of mutual attraction between the devotee and the Lord flower into full bloom. And then, of course, we also remember that Krishna says, there's no way I can repay your love for me. The only way I can, you know, the only repayment you're going to get is your own love. I mean, can you imagine that in the material world? The husband is saying to the wife, there's no way I can repay how much you love me. You know, your love will have to be sufficient. I'm not going to support you. I may run away, around with other women, but your love for me, you know, that you're just going to have to be satisfied by that. But the love for Krishna, of course, brings one bliss. So here it goes on a little bit more. This statement demonstrates the truth of the eternal bond between the infinitesimal jiva and the infinite supreme Lord. This relationship becomes obscured when the jiva gives up Krishna consciousness. There it is, gives up Krishna consciousness. So he must have had it. Can't give up something he hadn't had. But when, by good fortune, the living entity's consciousness becomes purified, then the mutual attraction between the Lord and his part and parcel is revived. So this is very interesting. This is what I'm going to talk about in a second. A piece of iron, when clean and shining, is automatically attracted to a magnet. Of course, that's the reference to Prahlad Maharaj. Similarly, the consciousness of the spirit soul, when purified, clean, and shining, will automatically exhibit attraction to Krishna. Besides facilitating this attraction, self-purification has no function. In other words, all the different aspects of yoga, you know, particularly, you know, yam, niyam, asana, whether it's hatha yoga, whatever we do in our rituals too in Krishna consciousness are meant to facilitate this attraction. Even our giving up illicit sex, intoxication, meeting, and gambling shouldn't be seen in a negative way. You know, sometimes we present in a very negative way to people, but it facilitates our attraction. Well, how does it facilitate our attraction? I've explained this many times before, because one has to be situated with a purified heart, but in the Vishuddha Sattva. And when, if you're engaging in activities that bring you down to the mode of ignorance or the mode of passion, they keep you from actually being attracted to Krishna. And that's why it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, first chapter, fourth verse, Nivritta Tarshar Ubhagimana Bhavoshada Shrotra Mano Birmat Kautama Shloka Gunana Vadat Puman Virjeta Bina Pashugnat. That this chanting, Nivritta Tarshar, the chanting of Hare Krishna or Krishna Katha, is the remedial measure. Bhavoshada Shrotra Mano Birmat is very pleasing to the mind. Is a remedial measure for all the miseries of this material world. But those who are actually engaged in, I'm paraphrasing, of course it says killers of the soul or killers of Pashugnat, but those who are engaged in activities in violation of the religious activities like the four regular principles, they will not be attracted to the hearing and chanting of Krishna. Anyway, so I'll continue reading here. Mutual attraction between the Lord and his part and parcel is revived. A piece of iron, when clean, I read about that already. Self-purification has no function. The path of Krishna consciousness is called Prema Dharma, the Dharma of loving devotional service. Sadhakas of the Prema Dharma must know that save and except for Prema, this path of religion neglects all results desired by those who pursue dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. And of course, Bhagavatam also speaks about that, that this Bhagavatam throws out all cheating religion. Cheating religion means those who are pursuing mundane dharma, thinking of themselves as religious or performing religious activities for economic development, ultimately sense gratification, and even moksha, liberation, getting out of the material world, getting free of miseries. And that's what moksha actually means, becoming free of the miseries of the material world. So even if we're just like concerned about the miseries of the material world, and want to get out of this material world, dharma prajita kaita votra paramo nirmatsananam satam. The Bhagavatam says it throws all those things out. So the devotees ultimately have to come to the stage of desiring prema. Of course, in the beginning, we do have Krishna stating in Bhagavad Gita, chaturvira bhajanti mam, people come to him for different reasons. And we encourage people like that sometimes. We say, you know, you take up Krishna consciousness and you'll be blissful. You take up Krishna consciousness, you'll be free of material miseries. You take up Krishna consciousness, you won't have to take birth again in the material world. You take up Krishna consciousness and you go back to home, back to Godhead. The Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is actually, you know, a negative definition of the spiritual world. You know, where there is no anxiety. But for the pure devotees, when you come to the pure devotional platform, it's just, your mind is like the iron filings that are attracted to a magnet. You just can't resist. It's an irresistible attraction. And as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says here, that it's a question of cleansing the iron. Actually, Prabhupada said, I'm sorry, in his purport, cleansing the iron. And then finally, Bhaktivinoda says, the Lord himself substantiates this truth in the Srimad Bhagavatam. My dear gopis, severing all family attachments, for my sake, you have achieved what is very rare even for the great philosophers and yogis. Our meetings with each other are completely pure and unblemished. If I try to repay my debt to you for your love, devotion, service, and remuneration, even if I endeavored with my immortal body throughout all eternity, this is really interesting. I would be unable to do it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's realizations, I mean, they're just amazing. I'm obliged to your life after life. Like Krishna's taking life after life. Though you may consider me absolved of any debt out of your natural meekness and loving demeanor, I will nonetheless always remain beholden to you. Wow. So, how does this apply to us? I was thinking, this actually applies to us in terms of our outreach. I'm not going to use the word preaching. That because Krishna is all attractive, and the natural condition of the individual soul, the jiva soul, is to be attracted to Krishna. It's not, you know, it's our constitutional position. You know, I was listening to a class where Prabhupada was asking the devotees questions, trying to get the devotees to elucidate, you know, why we should become Krishna conscious. And ultimately, you know, no one understood. Actually, one devotee, sorry, at the end, understood it's because we are part and parcel of Krishna. That's our constitutional nature. So our constitutional position is to be attracted to Krishna. And our business, when we're going out doing outreach, is simply to expose people to the most attractive person. And because their constitutional position is to be attracted to Krishna, then naturally they'll be attracted. You know, in other words, our business is to get people somehow or other to hear the holy names from the lips of a pure devotee or a pure devotee's representative, following the order of the pure devotee, to read Prabhupada's books, take some prasadam, and then things will act. Like Prabhupada would sometimes say, about the book distribution, you know, the poison has entered, you know. In other words, the books are there on the shelf. I was also listening to a class by Srila Prabhupada this morning about book distribution and how it was a conversation between Prabhupada and Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that he asked every man on his party, because there were just men on the party, did you read the books before you came to Krishna consciousness? And everyone, 100% of them, said, according to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, that they had actually read Prabhupada's books. And I don't think Tamal Krishna Maharaj was making that up. And that actually, that's actually the point. And so somehow or other, we, of course, Drishta Prabhu and Radhani are very enthusiastic about Harinam. Somehow or other, if we expose the conditioned souls to the holy name, and devotees come up with all sorts of interesting, even tricks to do that. I was just talking to two of our devotees who are preaching in New Orleans. And I said, how do you get people to chant? And they said, well, what we do is we form a circle, and then we have one person go in the middle of the circle, and we have everybody pray for that person by chanting the holy name. I just said, so creative. It's so creative. So for about a minute or two or three, they all go, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And they're so enthusiastic that each person in the circle wants to take turns of having people pray for him. I was thinking, wow, such intelligence. And so the point is we should apply our intelligence in such a way and not simply hammer people with philosophy. Because this is Kali Yuga. I mean, we know philosophy, we can speak philosophy, but if my experience, of course, when I was hammered with philosophy, it took me 2 more years to join the Hare Krishna movement because it was just too heavy. And I understood what the person was saying, but it was mostly about Kali Yuga and karma and stuff like that. So we have to come up with ways and means to expose people to Krishna consciousness. And that's... And the Prabhupada said that's actually the symptom in the Nectar of Instruction. Prabhupada talks about someone on the topmost platform of devotional service, Uttamadhikar. He says someone who never falls down is always thinking in how to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada gave a functional definition in that particular way. So that's our service, expose people to Krishna. Krishna is so attractive. And then by that time, people won't be able to keep themselves from being Krishna conscious. Isn't it? It's really amazing. Because like iron filings attracted to a magnet, it's just like, it's an irresistible force. And so that's Krishna consciousness. So anyway, so we have about 1 minute left. Yes, Gopi. Yeah. Yeah, you can't wear any neck beads. Yes. Oh my God. It's scary. Against our natural flow.
What we should be attracted, yeah. And like that's where our real pain is working against that.
Yeah. That natural attraction. Everyone's fighting against that natural attraction. I mean, just like I gave the example many times that when I joined the Krishna Conscious Movement, I wanted to tell my brother about it, and he said, you'll spoil it for me. You spoil the material world for me, so don't tell me about Krishna. Of course, now he's watching my class, so anyway. Because when you get old, it's spoiled anyway. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai, Shri Shri Radhika Lokananda, Radhika Lokananda ki jai.
Hari Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Govindam
Hari Purusha Tamaham Bhajami 간다하고 이타마니아 미세사 소바
Stavatakur Doyara Sadre Dase Koruna Kori Ohe Vaishnavatakur Karuna Dia pada jaya, shodaya maya, tomaracha rananuri. Dia pada jaya, shodaya maya, tomaracha rananuri. Jaya Bega Dhammi, Jaya Dosha Shodi, Jaya Guna Deodase. Jaya Dhammi, Jaya Satsanga Deho Eamare Bosachi Sange Rahase Jaya Satsanga Deho Eamare Bosachi Ekake amara nae pae bono hari nama sankirtane Ekake amara nae pae bono Hare Nama Sankirtane to me Kripa Kori, Shadavindu Diya, Deho Krishna Namadavune. To me Kripa Kori, Shadavindu Diya, Deho Krishna Namadavune. Krishna te tumara, Krishna dite paro, tumara shakate ache. Krishna te tumara, Krishna dite paro, tumara shakate ache. Amito Kangala, Krishna Krishna Bore, Dahitava Pache Pache. Amito Kangala, Krishna Krishna Bore, Dahitava Pache. Jai Jai Hui Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagar Edase Karuna Kuri Hui Vaishnava Thakura Dhiya Patachaya Shodahe Amaya Tomara Churanadori Tomara Amaya Tomara Churanadori. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinanda Gopinanda Hare Jaya Radha Gopinanda Gopinanda Hare Radhe 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 Radhe. Jai Om Vishnupad. Paramahansa Parabhadakacharya Osotera Siddhashi Shivan. His divine grace Abhaya Chandana Bhavatavananda Gosami Srila Prabhupada. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijaya. Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinikajaya. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijaya. Prince Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nijananda Shidwaita Garadha. Jiva Siddhi Gaur Bhaktavarinikajaya Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Shaim Kun Radhakunda. Giri Govardhan Kijaya. Vrindavanam Kijaya. Maturanam Kijaya. Jagadada Sami Kajai, Yamanamai Kajai, Srimati Lasadevi Kajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kajai, Gaur Premadatta Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Kajai. Okay, we'll read the translation. O Venerable Vaishnava, O Ocean of Mercy, be merciful unto your servant. Give me the shade of your lotus feet and purify me. I hold on to your lotus feet. Teach me to control my six passions, rectify my six faults, bestow upon me the six qualities, and offer unto me the six kinds of holy association. I do not find the strength to carry out alone the sankirtan of the holy name of Hari. Please bless me by giving me just one drop of faith with which to obtain the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I'm simply running behind you, shouting, Krishna, Krishna, Jai. Okay, Shikshastika.
It was
amazing. All right, wait, let me turn this off.